تفسير verse 94. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اذهبوا بقميصي هذا فألقوه على وجه أبي يأتي بصيرا وأتوني بأهلكم أجمعين. Then what happened? ولما فصلت العير, when the caravan started, meaning when the caravan departed, when it set out. Fasal means to separate. Have you heard of this word wasal? Wasal with the waw, it means to join. Whereas fasal with the fa, it means to separate. When the caravan started, that is from Egypt. قال أبوهم, their father said, where was he? He was in Canaan. إني لأجد ريح يوسف. Certainly I feel the scent of Yusuf. Now here you see a father who was a Nabi. He had no ilm of the unseen. He did not know about his son Yusuf, that he was living in Egypt. He had no news of his son. But now Allah Ta'ala had informed him. So his senses too became sharp. I can sense the scent of Yusuf. لولا أن تفندون, even though you may think I'm out of my mind. I'm speaking the truth. Look at this word, تفندون. It is from فندا, weakness of the memory or intellect because of old age. I do indeed feel the smell of Yusuf, if only you think me not senile, except that you might think me senile because of old age. That is, you do not think that it is my weakness, so I am feeling something. قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ. Now the people who heard him said, by Allah. If you look at this word تَاللَّهِ, it has been mentioned so many times in the previous verses. Which oath is this, huh? It is from the لَغْف oaths. Which is لَغْف oath? Vain, futile. Like saying in the beginning of a sentence, like habitually when we say, by God. So this is لَغْف oath. قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ إِنَّكَ لَفِي ضَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ. They said, by Allah, you're still suffering from your old illusion. ضَلَالِكَ, it is from dalal, and here it means forgetfulness, same old forgetfulness. So they said, you are in your old illusion. And they meant that because of your love for Yusuf, you will never forget him. So they uttered a harsh word that they should never have uttered to him. Now you see, to use this word for a father, these words are what? It shows rudeness, disrespect. And you see, they are the children of the same father. And here you see Yusuf alayhi salam is the best example of what? Of good character, conduct. While the others, the 10 other brothers, they are being rude everywhere. So what is the show, huh? Remember, never ever compare brothers and sisters. We mostly do this, huh? Never compare the brothers and sisters. For example, in a family, there is one among all the siblings who commits some evil deeds. And even if you advise him, still he commits wrong deeds. Like for example, a person abuses someone or kills someone. Now what happens? The whole family is defamed. And if anyone from his family is righteous, others will never accept it. And they say, you cannot be pious. Why? Because your brother did such. So it was the brother who did it, not him. Each person is different. Each person is a separate individual. Never ever think that one person is representing all, okay? This is why you see sometimes people are in inferiority complex and they want to do something good, but they cannot. Why? Because of this so-called title, that one is like this, so all the others, they are the same. Then what happened? فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاءَ الْبَشِيرُ. But when the bearer of the good news arrived, the bearer of good news brought the shirt. أَلْقَاهُ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ. He cast it over his face. Whose? Hazrat Yaqub. فَرْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا. And he regained sight. Whose shirt was this? Yusuf alayhi salam. What happened? Yaqub alayhi salam regained sight. Qala alam aqul lakum. Then he said, did not I tell you? Inni a'lamu min Allahi ma la ta'lamun. That I know from Allah what you do not know. Qalu, they said, Ya Abana, our father, istaghfir lana zunubana, pray for the forgiveness of our sins. Inna kunna khata'een, we have indeed done wrong. Now repeatedly they are acknowledging and they are requesting their father to seek forgiveness for them from Allah. What does this show? Humbleness. Qala, he replied, Sofa astaghfiru lakum rabbi. Soon I will ask my Rabb for your forgiveness. Innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. Surely he is the one who is the forgiving, the merciful. Now why did not he ask or seek forgiveness at that moment, huh? Why did he promise that soon I will ask my Rabb for your forgiveness, huh? You see, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, instead of praying for them instantly, made a promise that he would pray for them soon. Why is this? It is said he delayed fulfilling their request until the later part of the night, at the time of Tahajjud. Why? Because the prayer made at that hour is answered specially. This is as it appears in a hadith in the Sahih of Al-Bukhari, in Muslim, that in the last third part of every night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends in all his glory, close firmament near the earth, and proclaims, is there someone who would pray to me? And I would answer, is there someone who would seek forgiveness from me? And I would forgive. But what do we do? We're sleeping at that time. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Surely he is the one who is the forgiving, the merciful. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَىٰ يُوسُفْ. When they came to Yusuf. Now all of them went to Yusuf alayhi salam, the father, the mother, all the brothers, everyone. أَوَىٰ إِلَيْهِ أَبَوَيْهِ. He asked his parents to lodge with himself. Now it is said the mother of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam had died during his childhood, and this was his stepmother. But you see, he gave her the same honor, the same station as of his real mother. Near us, a stepmother. Who's she, huh? Someone very cruel. But you see, one should be just. If there is a fault, so it is wrong. But if there isn't any fault, then without any reason, only looking at the title, no one should give his or her decision, okay? Unless one judges a person individually. Is he good or bad? وَقَالَ ادْخُلُوا مِصْرَ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ آمِنِينَ. And said, now enter the city, Allah willing, you will live here in peace. وَرَفَعَ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْأَرْشِ. Now after entering the city, he raised his parents to the throne. So after entering the city, he helped his parents to seats on the throne. Now Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam had his parents sit with him on the royal throne. Now he did not say that I'm a king and you're the parents, so don't sit with me. You see, this is respect, giving honor, that any station one reaches, but the parents have their own importance. What do we do? If a person progresses and he achieves a high rank, becomes wealthy, and the parents are poor, so the children do not want to meet them sometimes, and they don't tell their friends their relationship with their parents. They don't let them stay with them in their house. Why? Because it will affect their status, and people will mock. Oh, this was your origin? This is their status? No, remember, parents are parents, okay? وَرَفَىٰ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَىٰ الْأَرْشِ. He raised his parents to seats on the throne. وَخَرُوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا. And they all fell down in prostration before him. Now this was the prostration of reverence, of respect, ta'zeem, veneration. That is to bow down. Now, sajada not necessarily mean that one has to put down the forehead and the nose on the floor and placing your hands on the floor and then prostrating properly, okay? Sajada literally means to bow down, to bend. وَخَرُّ لَهُ سُجَّدًا. That is, they bend down, they bowed. Like you must have seen how people bowed down while standing in front of kings. وَقَالَ. And he said, who? Yusuf alayhi salam. What? يَا أَبَتِ. O my father. هَذَا تَأْوِيلُ رُؤِيَايَ مِنْ قَبْلُ. Yusuf alayhi salam said to his father, this is the interpretation of my dream which I dreamt long before. This is what I saw. And you see, after how many years his dream was fulfilled. قَدْ جَعْلَهَا رَبِّ حَقَّى. My Rabb has really made it come true. You see, after going through trials, the dream came true. What do we say? Today I saw a dream. It was a good dream. So it should be fulfilled by tomorrow. If not, then this word of Allah is not true. Nauzubillah. Now you see, when Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُدِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. So how many of us have full conviction that we trust or we believe in these words and we become muhsin? We think, oh, there's no benefit in becoming a muhsin. Turn to the old ways. No, Allah's promise is not false. But for fulfillment of every promise, there is an appointed time. وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي. It was His grace. He was indeed good to me. إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي. That He took me out of prison. إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْن. That He took me out of prison. Now you see, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam is mentioning the past events. Look at the style how he narrates his past life. But when we mention, what do we do? And you see, what does Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam do? He relates everything to Allah. Look at the words. وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي. It was His, Allah's grace. He was indeed good to me. Is أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السَّجْن. That He took me out of prison. Now here you see, Yusuf alayhi salam did not say that I was sent to the prison. It was zulm on me. One style could have been this, huh? What do? The blessings that we get, we never mention. And if any distress comes, first of all, we publicize it. Now Yusuf alayhi salam does not mention that I was sent to the prison and it was some zulm on me. I was greatly wronged when those women blamed me and then I was sent to the prison although I was innocent. You see, we always clarify ourselves. Look at the beautiful words. وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السَّجْن وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِّنَ الْبَدْوِ and brought you all here from the desert. أَحْسَنَ بِي. Now you see, the ihsan, the favor is on them. That Allah Ta'ala brought them out from the countryside to a palace, to the city of Egypt. But you see, he mentioned his meeting with the parents and said so by thanking Allah for it. It is a positive thought. He could have said, it is Allah's ihsan that you came here. What state you were living in before? If you see, we help our relatives, the close ones. And Allah Ta'ala, if He makes us the means that we help them, what do? Huh? We remind them of our favors. That we did ihsan on you. I gave you this job, this business. I helped you out in days of hardship. And we never ever say, it is Allah's ihsan on me that He gave me the tawfiq, ability to do some mighty deed. They're two different characters, two different examples of akhlaq. For those who adopt one way, that is, who are patient and they show gratitude to Allah, they have ajr, reward. And for those who adopt the other way, their reward is wasted. What they did is all wasted. وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السَّجْن وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِّنَ الْبَدْوِ. It is Allah's ihsan He brought you out from the desert. من بعد أن نزغ الشيطان بيني وبين إخوتي. Even though Shaitan had stirred up strife between me and my brothers, Shaitan instilled evil. He had sown enmity between me and my brothers. It was a satanic deed that my brothers were jealous of me. They are good humans. It was just the Shaitan who caused a rift between me and my brothers. Now how many of us say this, huh? That they are good people. It is only Shaitan who misled them. They went off the track. We try to find defects in people so that the other person seems to be a sinner and we are innocent. And he is defamed and then we will be praised. So we see that Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam starts telling his parents things which happened to him. And this is a point where it would be useful to stop for a while and think, had someone in our day been subjected to go through all those hardships which were faced by Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, and had he been enabled to meet his parents after such a long trial of separation and disappointment, just imagine where would he begin his tale of woes? How would he cry and make others do the same? And how many days and nights would he spend in recounting the hardships faced by him? But you see, the two parties, the teller and the listener, are both no less than two messengers and prophets of Allah. Worth observing is their conduct in this matter. Here is the very dear separated son of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam. When he meets his father after having gone through the long period of so many hardships, see what he says, huh? That Allah favored me when he released me from the prison and brought you from the countryside after the Shaitan had caused a rift between me and my brothers. Also, you see, the hardships faced by Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam can be divided over three stages respectively. Number one, the injustices of his brothers. Number two, the separation from his parents. And number three, the pain of the prison. Injustice of his brothers, separation from his parents, and number three, pain of the prison. Now what this great Prophet of Allah has done is that in his statement he has changed the order of events as they had happened. He started from the prison, then he said nothing about how he had entered the prison and how he had suffered there. Rather, talked about how he was released from the prison and mentioned that too with words of gratitude for Allah Ta'ala. Worth noticing here is that Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam has mentioned his release from the prison, but he has not said anything about the prison of the well in which his brothers had thrown him. The reason is that he had already forgiven the mistake made by his brothers and had said, لا تسريب عليكم اليوم, no reproach upon you today, verse 92. Therefore, he did not consider it proper to mention the incident of the well in any form whatsoever, so that his brothers may not be put to shame. Now, after that, he does not talk about the long separation, but he set all these things aside. He took up the last part of it and mentioned his meeting with the parents, and said so by thanking Allah for it, and brought you from the countryside. He said this, huh? Brought you from the countryside to the city of Egypt. So you see, there is a hint here to the blessing of Allah Ta'ala that he brought Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam from his home in the countryside where conveniences of living are scarce to a city with royal honors. Also, you see the injustices inflicted by his brothers on him. It is interesting that he sweeps the whole thing away as a handiwork of Shaitan and makes things come easy even by suggesting that his brothers were not of the kind who would do something like that, and it was Shaitan who deceived them and caused this rift between them. And you see, this is the elegance of prophets. Not only that they would be patient against pain and hardship, but that they would invariably find the occasion to be grateful to Allah under all conditions. Therefore, With prophets, there is no state of being in which they are not grateful to Allah Ta'ala. This is contrary to what ordinary human beings would do. In their state of being, they would have thousands of blessings of Allah Ta'ala being showered over them, yet they would not talk about them to anyone. And when they have some hardship overtake them at some time, they would go about crying over it all their lives. You know, the Quran has complained about this human mindset when it says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودُ. That is, human beings are to their Rabb very ungrateful. Chapter 100, verse 6. Now, after having reduced the tale of his trials in three words, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam said, إِنَّ رَبِّي لَطِيفٌ لِمَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. Surely, my Rabb does what he wills in a subtle way. Surely, he is the all-knowing, the all-wise. إِنَّ رَبِّي لَطِيفٌ لِمَا يَشَاءُ. For sure, my Rabb fulfills his plans in mysterious ways. For when Allah wills something, he brings forth its reasons and elements of existence, then wills it into existence and makes it easy to attain. Surely my Rabb does what he wills in a subtle way. From here we learn that when Allah Ta'ala intends to do something, he has his subtle ways of arranging things and causes secretly in a manner that no one can get the slightest inkling about it. My Rabb works in a subtle way and no one knows. That is, it was Allah's will, all what was happening. Rabbi, O my Rabb. Now after the whole story, what is the summary? My Rabb, my Master, my Lord, my Sustainer. قَدْ أَعْتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ. You have indeed given me a kingdom. You have bestowed on me the power to rule Egypt, the sovereignty. وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. And taught me the interpretation of dreams. Note these words, please. عَلَّمْتَنِي. You taught me. آتَيْتَنِي. You gave me. أَخْرَجَنِي. You took me out. That is all done by you, Allah. فَاطِرَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. O the creator of the heavens and the earth. أَنْتَ وَلِيِّ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. You're my protector in this world and in the hereafter. Neither he trusts his brothers, nor he trusts any other relations, nor he trusts the rule of Egypt, nor his power, his knowledge. Only trust in Allah. He is the priority. Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest. O Allah, you are my supporter, you are my protector. And you see, he who realizes Allah's majesty, his greatness, his power, he of course then forgets his own being, in whose heart Allah is the greatest. فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما. Make me die as a Muslim. What is my desire, my purpose, my wish? That, O Allah, make me die as a Muslim. Now Yusuf alayhi salam begs Allah to die as a Muslim. He begged his Lord, the Exalted and Ever High, that when he dies as a Muslim. I want to die as your obedient slave. I do not want to displease you, O Allah. Tawaffani Musliman. I die as a Muslim. Wa alhiqni bis-salihin. And admit me among the righteous, and be joined with the ranks of the righteous. Now here it refers to what? Abai Ibrahim wa Ishaq wa Yaqub. He desires to meet them. Because he who loves Allah, then he automatically loves those people who love Allah. Wa alhiqni bis-salihin. O Allah, join me with the righteous. This is true humbleness. Now, after narrating this whole incident, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the story which we have revealed to you is a tale of the unseen. We informed you through wahi. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ. Is أَجْمَعُ أَمْرَهُمْ. For you were not there with who? With the brothers of Yusuf when they collectively conspired, when they arranged their plan together that how to throw Yusuf into the well. وَهُمْ يَمْكُرُونَ and schemed against him. They were plotting. So, O Rasulullah, you were not with the brothers of Yusuf when they had decided to throw Hazrat Yusuf into the well and they were making plans for it. Meaning, Rasulullah was not present there. That is, neither he was present there on the scene to have described it as an eyewitness, nor was he ever taught by anyone to have consulted books of history or heard it from a teacher and described it. Therefore, there is no way he could have known it in the manner he did, except that it be divine revelation itself. وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَسْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ Yet strive as you may, most men are not going to become believers. Majority does not believe, no matter how much they are admonished. They do what they want, neither they change their akhlaq nor character. وَمَا تَسْأَلُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ Even though you do not demand any recompense for this information. Your mission is to tell them the truth and call them to the straight path. For this, you do not ask them to give you something in return, no reward, which could have caused them to find it difficult to listen to you or follow you. In fact, what you're telling them is for their own betterment. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ This, meaning this Qur'an, is nothing but a reminder for all the people of the worlds. It is only an advice to heed to and a lesson to learn from, and it is for everyone. The purpose behind your effort is no worldly gain. In fact, it is nothing but the reward of the hereafter and the betterment of people. This advice is for all the mankind. Zikrul lil alameen.